First time I met the Sheik, I was 8, 9 years old. We were in Charlotte, North Carolina. My dad was wrestling with Sheik.
Uncle Sheiky would come over to the house and his wife would babysit me. So God bless that woman, his wife Carol. Thank you, Carol, for putting up with all my shit.
His impact on my career has really been profound. A lot of people think, oh, jabroni, oh yeah, yeah, it's a Rock's word. No. It's not my word. It's the Iron Sheik's word. I give the Iron Sheik all the credit in the world for the word jabroni.
Oh, you know it, jabroni. I'm gonna let you know, Baba. Iraq, number one. The Sheik, number one.
In the case of Hulkamania, not only was the Iron Sheik an integral part of that, it couldn't have happened without the Iron Sheik.
Without Iron Sheik, no Hulkamania. I'm going to be the most famous, the baby face in the earth.
If you love me, fine. But if you don't love me, I suppress you. I put you in camouflage. I break your back. I break your hunger.
I know the Sheik. The Sheik was in a video with me, and I had the opportunity to work very closely with this man, and he is a good man, he's a family man, and he's a very hard worker.
Thank you, Iron Sheik, for the memories. You are a legend. You will be missed, but never forgotten.
I'm very proud of my dad. I think he's one of the most amazing people in the world, and he's accomplished so much, and he's always there for his family, and he's a great, great person.
It's me, your pal, Uncle Salem. Thanks for joining me again for another hour of Blank Generation with the aforementioned Uncle Salem. Yeah, that was just a little tribute to the Iron Sheik, who passed away this week, sadly, and was one of my favorite people. Matter of fact, there's no reason to go to Twitter now. If you don't know about the Iron Sheik and Twitter, you need to immediately go to Twitter and just read through his page. Go to 25, 30 tweets and you'll be cracking up for sure. The Iron Sheik, he was definitely a rare and unique character. And rest in peace to Iron Sheik. We're also a couple days removed from Greg Ginn's birthday. Greg Ginn of Black Flag. How you feel about him is, it's a point of contention for some people, but you know what? You can't argue a hell of a lot with Rise Above, right? So we're going to do a little Greg Ginn tribute. And we got a couple other really cool things coming up. We started this show off with Black Sabbath, the Backstreet Kids. That's the Steven Wilson remix. And speaking of remixes, this might just be a whole new performance. I'm not exactly sure. We're going to have to get that cleared up with Paul Champion, Head Snored. Snored has a new CD that's a redo of Day of the Walking Plague, which is a CD that we've played cuts from before here on Blank Generation. So I figured we'll get into that right now. And this is Beat Feet Uncle Hector. I think you're going to dig it on Blank Generation.
Thank you. take me for a ride. I'll place a kiss on my brother's head for the last time, put his blanket by his side. Little child with your wandering eyes, wandering through the crowd. Won't you stop for a while and bring me down, 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 down. Stop the rain from falling, even for a while. My body's weakening, if I fall, I'll surely drown, 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 drown. Don't let me drown, no. If my brother told me so, I'll chain my body to the floor. Chains, chains, chains. If my mother called on me, then I'll set my soul free. Chains, chains, chains. Chains.
The thing that I'm really, so many stories that I hear and I'm like, Jesus Christ, is this true? Is that true? And I just have to ask you these things because there's such a pantheon of great little moments. But I read that on the third rehearsal, you guys are barely know each other. You're on your third rehearsal. Everybody shows up but Jim. And you're like, where is he? So you called the friend. They go, oh, Jim's in jail because he had a fight with the Hell's Angels last night. Is that real? Like, that really happened?
Yeah. That really happened. I was at our second rehearsal, right? The first rehearsal went pretty well, except for near the end of it, some guy came in and Jim said, hey, Phil, come back, come over in the bathroom for a minute. I need to talk to you. And then we heard, we could hear screaming and yelling, and obviously it was a pot deal gone bad or something. But that was kind of normal in those days, you know.
Right.
But then the second rehearsal was at my parents' house, and my parents weren't home, so we set up in the living room, and we're waiting and waiting for Jim. Supposed to be there at 1 o'clock or whatever, and we waited hours and hours. He never showed up, and finally, we got a call. Hey, Jim's in jail. He's in Blythe, California, which is halfway out to, you know, who knows where. And it turned out him and his buddies were on a little road trip, and they went in a bar and got in a big fight with some Hell's Angels. Jesus, they all Christ. Ended up in jail. And that was the second rehearsal.
Did that... Did that ingratiate you more, like, oh, this guy's a badass, we need him in our band? Or was it, let's rethink bringing this guy in as the lead singer?
Yeah, it was more that. It was more than that.
Yeah, I have to
fucking couldn't even, wow.
I have to assume, I always think to myself, because everything, you know, he died so young, and everything's shrouded in such, like, mystery. So, you know, he's very, like, mysterious and had this, like, edge to him where – but was there just moments in a car where he was like, hey, guys, I'm hungry. Want to hit a diner? Or was everything always like, you know, was it always like the sands of time are floating through the hourglass and we are all lizard people?
No. He was, like, the most normal guy you'd ever want to meet most of the time, you know.
Yeah.
But then you would look in his poetry books. He always carried a little notebook around, and just this amazing stuff, like, where did that come from? And obviously he had been an amazing reader when he was in school. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this stuff that he wrote wasn't in high school.
Found us. Strange days have tracked us down. They're gone to destroy our pride.
spin no hardcore?
What's that?
You're not going to spin no hardcore.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
You're not going to spin any hardcore.
Generation. Altered Boys, this whole CD is about 7 minutes long. Seriously. They make the Minutemen look like epic length storytellers. Yeah, Altered Boys hardcore. Before that, we had The Doors, Strange Days. I've always been enamored with that song and with Morrison's general Heart of Darkness. And we started this off with Collision. Collision is one of the bands that I think probably could have been huge. Their first album was just produced so well for the time period. We're talking late 80s, early 90s. And I feel that if they would have come along just a year earlier, they might have been big. Much like I think Warrior Soul would have come along a year, or Collision maybe a year later, Warrior Soul maybe a year earlier. Someone to bridge that hair band and that grunge with something a little bit different. And they both, I think, should have been huge, but they weren't. But that's Collision anyways. That song's called Chains. And that brings me to a band I just discovered. I'm sure many of the listeners know about this band. They're called Fanny. And what happened was I was looking for something else, and I wound up finding a cover of Fanny doing Hey Bulldog. Now, Fanny was an all-female band. 1971. So this, we're talking 50 plus years ago. Somehow this incredible band made it past me until just this past week. So I'm going to play a couple of cuts from Fanny. These are live tracks. Well, the first track is live. The second one is off of their album. But check this out. This is Fanny covering Hey Bulldog on Blank Generation.
Sand, leapfrog, of a hand. Some kind of attitude is measured out inside. You think you're going, but you haven't got a ride. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. If you're lonely, you can talk to me.
Thank you. Punk Rock Rocks on Blank Generation.
We played were parties, free parties in the South Bay, Hermosa Beach, and we did that for a long time because we couldn't really find gigs.
This is where Black Flag's second gig and our first gig was. It's apartments now, these four little things. It was the Team Post here, and it was with the Alley Cats and the Descendants' first gig. They were like 14, 15 years old.
People would always hang out whenever there was a show, and this kid came up to us and he was going, "I've got a band too, you know, we're really like hardcore, like just straight ahead, you know, fast punk rock, you know," and we were going, "Okay, yeah, that's great, you know," and "What's the name of it?" And he said, "Black Flag," and it was Keith Morris, and we were going, "You know, like the Roach Spray?"
Black Flag had this austere, kind of very earnest, serious thing about them that made you kind of respect it, be in awe of it. The band had a logo, the band had a look, the four bars. It was really all very overwhelming. It just had this very intense take on things. They had a political agenda.
Those guys were operating at a very, like, intellectual level, but the brute animal fucking strength of it and the power and ferocity was also, like, off the map.
Black Flag brought the suburban element into the punk rock and helped define what punk rock was going to turn into during those times.
Ride the cold, ride
society is out of control. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Think they're smart, can't think themselves. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Laugh at us behind our back. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. I find satisfaction in what they lack. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, but it's no use.
Pat Robertson is going to answer a question here about disciplining kids, and he's going to get positively giddy over the idea of hitting them.
My son is 11, and he's recently started listening to music that speaks of the beast within and the infection in people, and it's almost come to the point of me giving up trying to parent him. He's constantly mean and nasty to us, and I worry for his soul. I'm not going to give up on him, and I know the Lord's going to save him, but what can I do to help him become a nicer person and the sweet little boy I miss so much?
Well, I tell you what you can do. Recognize he's going into puberty and he's got all those issues. I mean, so some psychiatrists say, oh, remember, he's got puberty issues. But it doesn't hurt to smack a little 11-year-old around a little bit and say, look, kid, I'm your parent. You behave. You're not going to listen to that garbage in my house. If you do, I'm going to tear it up and break those records. I'm not going to, or CDs or whatever.
iPod or however you get that mess. He's only 11, so.
Yeah, I know he's only 11. He's just a little twerp, and you make that little twerp behave. He's your kid. He's just a little boy.
Yes. Removing privileges, too, because an 11-year-old can't drive, so they can't go anywhere without you.
You do. I don't know what his privilege is, but the thing, there's a lot of evil in the world, and you have to protect kids from evil, and you've got to do it any way you want to. But look, little kids, little boys, I guess you act like you're a single woman, and they'll take advantage of you because they figure if there was a man in the house.
Well, she says he's constantly mean and nasty to us. And so,
well, us. Well, then daddy had better get in there. Little kid wouldn't do that with me, I promise you. Okay.
Okay.
Little kid.
Our dry pods. Yeah.
Big daddy's home.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
All right.
That explains a lot.
It's called Witching Hour. We'll be right back.
Dee Snider, Go to Hell. That's an all-star band, man. There's a lot of good players on that. It escapes me right now. I remember that Rudy Sarzo was on there. Paul Taylor. There's another awesome guitar player. Anyway, I'll have to go back and check that. I haven't played that one in a while, but let's Go to Hell off the Alice Cooper tribute album. And before that, we had Witching Hour by Machine Head Venom, a Venom cover. Slayer and Machine Head, I'm sorry, with a cover of Venom, Witching Hour. And let's see what else we have in there. We had Ill Repute doing Monster Mash. We had the DGs back there doing Tragedy. The DGs is, obviously, it's the Foo Fighters, if you didn't know. Which was like a crazy record my buddy told me to get a hold of on Record Store Day a couple years back. Probably goes for a ton now on eBay. Anyway, thank you for hanging out with us again for another hour of fun and weirdness. And I hope you had a great time. And let's go right now with some acoustic Motorhead. There's something you don't hear every day. We'll see you back here next Saturday, 6 p.m., solidstateradio.net. I ain't no nice guy, after all.
One
Blank Generation.
Two, three. Young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one. But time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on. I thought that I was living out the perfect life. But in the lonely hours when the truth begins to bite, I thought about the times when I turned my back and stalled. I ain't no nice guy after all. When I was young, was the only game in town. I thought I had it down for sure. The time went by and I was lost in what I found. The reasons blurred the way I'm sure. I thought that I was living life the only way. But as I saw the light, there's more than day to day. I turned around, I read the writing on the wall. I ain't no nice guy after all. I ain't no nice guy. Between your birth and death, you know there's lots of times when you should have saved your breath. It comes as quite a shock when a trip leads to a fall. I ain't no nice guy after all. I ain't no nice guy after all. Time went by and I thing or two. My shine wore out, first time wore on. I thought that I was living out the perfect life, but in the lonely hour that the truth begins to bite, I turned around, I read the writing on the wall. I ain't no nice guy after all. I ain't no nice guy after all.
Thank you for listening to Blink Generation with Uncle Salem. And it's 1 week closer to Halloween, Halloween.